This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. We are starting hour number two. We went through that whole terrible, terrible war funding bill that's actually not going to make it anywhere, it seems like, which is great news. That's a great news on a Tuesday night, right? But now we're talking about this social media hearing where they asked Mark Zuckerberg to apologize to the families. Here's the video.
Let me ask you this. There's families of victims here today. Have you apologized to the victims? Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
It's a weird place to be in. Like,
yeah, you have to do it. Can't hear him. He's not next to a microphone.
The things that your families have suffered, and this is why we invested so much and are going to continue doing extremely efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.
Awkward. Yeah.
Why?
So awkward.
Okay. Whew. All right. Now that that's out of the way. What a lot of people asking in the live group right now is what harm has Facebook actually caused to people? You might have other people that have caused harm to other people. Facebook is just a medium that people are using. It could be using cell phones or whatever.
Like, is the USPS responsible for strongly worded letters that are sent in the mail?
Yeah, it's their fault for delivering
feelings?
Those things, for sure.
You know? Does Apple play a part in this? Because they have the device that people download Facebook on to then use to bully people.
So I want to play the clip from Lindsey Graham, and then we'll get on to the bigger question.
Are the parents at blame because
the parents' responsibility.
I'm talking about the parents of the bully. You know, because they had that bully.
Yeah.
And then they weren't monitoring their bully well enough to know that he was bullying other kids into committing suicide.
No, it's never a parent's responsibility to keep track of what their kids are doing at all.
It's Facebook's responsibility.
You want to rely on the government for that kind of thing to put safeguards in place and different private companies.
And the evil corporations, too. Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Lindsey Graham. He's had enough.
Mr. Zuckerberg, you and the companies before us, I know you don't mean it to be so, but you have blood on your hands. You have a product. You have a product that's killing people.
That's the guy who wants to bomb everyone.
We had cigarettes, killing people. We did some about it, maybe not enough. You're going to talk about guns? We have the ATF. Nothing here. There's not a damn thing anybody can do about it. You can't be sued. Now, Senator Blumenthal and Blackburn, who've been like the dynamic
the
duo
these companies
here,
can't be sued.
Have found emails from your company where they warned you about this stuff, and you decided not to hire 45 people that could do a better job of policing this.
Okay. As you pointed out, there's something slightly ironic about Lindsey Graham saying the words, "You have blood on your hands."
Yeah. To Mark Zuckerberg and executives of social media
companies. At the same time that he's like tweeting on a social media platform about different countries that we should bomb, you know.
That we should turn to glass.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right.
That we should eliminate. Lindsey Graham wants to eliminate whole populations of people.
His number one use of social media actually is to advocate for the death of as many people as possible.
What did he say about Iran?
You know?
That we should hit them hard now?
Yeah, hit them now. Hit them hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing that scares me about this is we fight tooth and nail about, you know, trying to help protect private companies, and they can run their companies the way that they want, and the government shouldn't get involved with the things that you can or can't post on these companies. And the way that they always get in the door is by bringing you the saddest story possible. And of course, involving children. And then what you're going to do is create a bunch of support for a bill that essentially is going to be a moderation tool for the U.S. government. It's going to be a backdoor for the U.S. government and these social media companies. And they're going to do it under the guise of trying to protect children. But what they're actually going to be saying is that people in the U.S. government are going to have the right to dictate what you can and can't do with your platform.
We've got some ideas from the live group.
Okay. Okay.
How to solve the whole issue. We just need to bomb Facebook.
We could do that.
Bomb Facebook into to making sure that people don't kill people utilizing
kill the people,
communication of their platform.
People bombing people. Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about this next week and whether or not we can trust some of the data behind this or whether or not it's just being used to open up a door for the U.S. government to get involved with these companies. In an unrelated note, there's no reason this directly follows us talking about Lindsey Graham at all. The U.S. has approved a plan to strike Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq.
Oh, so they... Congress declared war?
It sort of sounds like that's what they did, right?
Are you saying Congress declared war?
Seems like they declared war. When they say U.S. approves plan, though, it's just the executive branch
who
approved a plan to strike these. I find it really weird how much warning they're giving people. You know, we keep hearing, we're going to strike back because of this attack that happened on this base in Jordan. And then you hear like, we might be doing it tonight. Well, we'll let you guys know. The people that we're trying to strike and kill because they killed these people, we'll let you know. Now they're like, now we're going to be hitting people in Syria and Iraq because, you know, Charlie.
Because Iran.
It's like we're going to be looking at Iran, punching Iraq in the face. Like, you want more of this? I'm going to keep hitting Iraq if you don't stop.
Yeah.
And after all, this is what we needed, Charlie. We hadn't dropped enough bombs in Syria and Iraq.
Yeah.
And
more on Facebook.
This is probably what's going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
I would say.
I think we should just go to war with everyone.
We should.
Just in case.
To keep people safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be safer if we did that.
No reason why we can't drop a few bombs on Canada. Just to let them know, like, hey, we're here. You know?
Speaking of...
down south, Mexico, just drop a few.
Well. Yeah.
You know, to protect people from the cartel.
Just to let them know.
Yeah. That's right.
I think Lindsey Graham has probably tweeted something out like that before on those dangerous social media platforms. Here's another weird one, just to brush over this story that's going to get swept under the rug in about 2 hours. Was the top story on the Washington Post when I clicked on it just a little bit ago. Precision equipment for Russian arms makers came from Taiwan.
I told you everything's made in Taiwan, man. I learned that on Armageddon, and it's still true today.
Here's the deal. Taiwan's not supposed to be selling stuff to Russia or the Russian arms makers.
Mm.
It's sort of an awkward situation because they found since January of last year, there's been several million dollars worth of this technology. Since January 2023, iMachine Technology, which is a company arms manufacturer in Russia, has imported over $20 million of sophisticated equipment called CNC machine tools made in Taiwan, which is a U.S. strategic partner. According to trade records and Russian tax documents, the computer control machines...
Why would they put this on record?
I don't know.
If they're not supposed to.
You don't want
to
write that down.
Don't you want to not have that book? This is why, you know, all the bookies got in trouble and stuff back in the day.
This is one of those books that should have been burned, probably.
Yeah, you shouldn't keep an accounting record of this type of thing.
The computer-controlled machine.
You should find someone who could just memorize it in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's the guy. Then you take that guy out.
Yeah.
You know, because he knows too much. The computer-controlled machines are used for the...
Women can remember things very well?
No. They're used for the complex and precise manufacturing that's critical in many industries, including weapons production. The Taiwan-made machines accounted for virtually all of the Russian company's imports in the first 7 months of last year. According to the records in the company, sales during that period were overwhelmingly to the Russian defense industry. They also sought to make the machines available for a secretive Russian effort to mass produce the attack drones that have unleashed horrors on the U.S.-backed Ukrainian army. So it's just a weird phrasing, like you hear about, like,
Iran-backed militias and stuff, like the U.S.-backed Ukrainian army, mm-hmm. according
to...
We're
not involved in a war, though.
No, we're not. It's not us. This is a weird situation where they're not supposed to be selling this kind of stuff to Russia. You end up finding out, well, Taiwan is selling stuff to help Russia make attack drones that are killing U.S.-backed Ukrainian army people in Ukraine. And then also, at the same time, we are threatening to potentially get into a war with China if they end up attacking Taiwan. Like, they're someone that we're willing to fight against China to protect, or at least give them a bunch of weapons. And at the same time, they're helping a country that we are helping another country fight against over between Russia and Ukraine. I'm just saying, it's sort of a weird timeline that we're living in right now.
That seems pretty strange.
It's just slightly confusing to me. Like I said, nothing's going to come from this. No one else is going to talk about it. When China...
That was interesting. Go back, though, because it says that Taiwan has condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and in April 2022 imposed controls on exports of technology to Russia, except for these things. We're going to still sell you these.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't like you invading Ukraine. So why don't you just send Secret Jones over instead of troops? Mm-hmm. Be fine. Nobody will know the difference. Turns out that if you can sell things for money,
then they'll do it.
You'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's going to help them fight China. They need that money. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, it's January, so everyone's thinking new year, new me, right? But what if there are some things that you're already doing right and could just be expanded on? I started keeping a calendar at the end of last year, trying to get better organized with my crazy life schedule. Maybe you're like Charlie and you've already shed 80 pounds of extra weight and you just have a little further to go. Well, therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. As you know, I've done therapy in the past and found it to be extremely helpful. It's not just for those that have major trauma, although it's perfect for that too. But it's also for people that want to learn positive coping skills and how to set healthy boundaries and how to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress that you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML.
All right, from the WAPO here, getting into some economics.
Mm-hmm. Switching away from war and social media right now.
Because actually the most important thing is economics.
Mm-hmm.
So the House votes to expand the child tax credit and beef up corporate tax breaks.
We talked about this. We talked about this last week or the week before. Now, this hasn't gone through the Senate. They're saying it could have a tough time in the Senate. I think what's actually going to happen is that they're going to retool a couple things. And I think they could add some stuff to it that could get it passed.
Yeah.
The biggest reason...
Hey, I want to say hi to Prax Ben real quick. Thanks for joining. It says that we can invite him to join as a guest.
Okay, we should do that sometime.
We should do that sometime where you can see both of us. Right now, it's just currently me. I'm live on TikTok for those wondering. Nate's here as well.
Hey, what's up?
It's more difficult to get a shot of the whole studio, but I think we can now go live via the computer on TikTok. No.
They only offer that for Windows right now.
Oh.
Yeah, the live studio thing. It's just a Windows download.
Anyway, send us a message, Prax. We'll figure out how to sync up on TikTok one of these days. The problem is we're millennials.
Yeah, we don't know how.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do it.
And I think Ben, you are maybe a Gen Z.
So perhaps
you could school us.
We need to be...
This whole thing.
There's so many things I wanted to make a TikTok video about, and I don't understand how to use like the green screen buttons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know how people like put stuff behind them, and then there's other stuff, and like I honestly just haven't figured out how to use TikTok yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just haven't done it.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Well,
there's probably a video out there that would tell me, but I haven't watched it.
Room for improvement.
I haven't found the video yet. Okay,
Ben
said,
yeah, for sure.
Good.
So we'll figure that out.
Good. There we go. House votes to expand child tax credit. Let's go through a couple of the little bits of information we have here, Charlie.
All right. Most of the child tax credit enhancements would benefit lower income families.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, imagine that. who would be able to claim more of the credit. The deal calls for increasing the maximum refundable credit for households who owe little or no income taxes. So what that means, obviously, when you get a refundable credit, is even if you don't pay taxes, you still get money from the government.
Yep.
So low-income families with more than one child would receive the same credit for each of their children, just as higher-income households already do. Also, families would have the choice of using their earnings in the current year or prior year in case their income is volatile. Depends on how many ham sandwiches you're slinging on the street corner.
Mm-hmm. Tamales.
That's right. The credit would be adjusted for inflation starting in 2024, which is expected to bump up the maximum credit to $2,100 per child in 2025, up from the current $2,000, according to the Left-Leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Maximum credit, $2,100 per child in 2025. And I love that they're going to inflation adjust in something that's going to cause inflation. It's always beautiful when they do that, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's smart. They know that it's going to cause enough inflation that the money's going to be worthless after a few years. So you need to bump up the number with the inflation that you're helping cause.
Yeah.
Well, if you could thinking ahead.
The thing about the perpetual motor, Nate, is if you could just invest in the right motor to perpetually keep supplying itself with energy.
You would need a natural power source that would just keep itself
going.
Keep
itself going. Yeah.
Because that's an actual thing.
So if you print more money so that you can spend more money, even though the price of money keeps going up, you just keep printing more, and eventually you're printing enough money and giving away enough money that it solves itself.
I didn't hear a single thing wrong with that at all.
That makes total sense, doesn't it?
That makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
Well, let's listen to what Thomas Massey had to say about this. People on TikTok won't be able to hear it because they're not plugged in right now.
They don't have any
ears. Here we
go.
I would like to yield such time as the gentleman shall consume to my friend from Kentucky.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Thank the gentleman from Texas. Look, there's something in this bill called tax credits, but they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name. We are going to give cash payments, checks, to people who don't even pay taxes. The hardworking constituents that I represent in Kentucky are tired of getting up at 6 a.m., driving an hour or two to work, working their hind ends off to watch their neighbors collect these checks, of which there will be more of after this bill. It's just wrong. Now, does anybody find it interesting that the Democratic leadership has not even claimed time in opposition to this bill? Why is that? Why aren't they opposed? Now, there are a few Democrats opposed. Maybe some don't think it goes far enough, or some are opposed to the what they call corporate welfare in here. But by and large, the Democrats are not opposed to this because this is an expansion of the welfare state. That is what it is.
Now, he's totally right about that. The point that he's making about Democrats not claiming any time to come up and be in opposition, this does have more tax breaks for corporations. It brings in some tax breaks that were in the original 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that expired, and it brings some of those back, but Democrats aren't opposed to it because they're getting this expansion of the child tax credit. And what they know is that this is never, it's not going to go away. Once you do it for a couple of years with COVID and you take a year off and people are just hurting so badly that already we're talking about bringing it back, like this is something that's just not going to go away. The tax cuts for the corporations, they could expire and get left behind. But eventually the thing that's going to stick is going to be this expanded child tax credit. And I happen to think it's a terrible idea. They keep talking about how it lifted so many people out of poverty. And no one seems to mention the inflation that happened during this time that people were getting these child tax credits either. The amount of money that people were paying extra every month for food and all that stuff, gas and all that, was more than what people were being given. But no one seems to care, I guess, if you're the person getting the money. That's how it works. So,
well, and we talk about all the time, there's nothing so permanent as a temporary government program. Mm-hmm. So, and then, like, you get people addicted to this thing, you know, get them addicted to receiving the government benefit. And so if you take it away, then you're like, well, you'll lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to vote for the people who's going to give them more stuff.
That is what happens. And we talked about this last time. We mentioned it.
I don't understand how it's not bribery.
It is bribery.
I mean, it actually is bribery.
You bribe people for votes to give away their own money back to them. And
well, give away other people's money.
Other people's money, yeah. And your own money. Because everyone pays some kind of tax. Even if it's just a sales tax, you're still paying for taxes.
Yeah.
So I did want to mention the way that they're paying for this, which is what we mentioned a couple weeks ago, is taking away another program that was also supposed to be temporary. So both of these things, the earned income, employee retention credit, and the child tax credit, the expanded one, were both supposed to be temporary COVID programs. And they are now saying that this expanded child tax credit is getting paid for by removing one of the other temporary COVID programs. Yeah, and that's how somehow it's paid for.
That makes total sense.
They were both part of temporary COVID programs. And
that makes sense.
You know? Now we're getting rid of this thing and saying that that's how we're paying for it. It makes, I just can't wrap my mind around this, and I can't wrap my mind around how they are actually going to call this paid for. The point is, they can, and people will listen to it, and people will print it, and the Washington Post and the New York Times will print it, and they'll say it's paid for, and everyone will just go on about their day. But this is not paid for. This is why the government budget never goes down. They're literally using getting rid of a temporary program as saying that they are paying for another program. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that they get away with this.
I love how the IRS here talks about the employee retention credit, and that the IRS commissioner, Danny Werfel, said that the IRS expected to see a trickle of fraudulent claims for the ERC.
Of claims, yeah, for the employee retention credit.
Mm-hmm. But instead, they are seeing a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Just the predictions of the government are always wrong.
They are.
I can't think of a single thing that they've gotten right.
It's because it's too difficult. Well, it's actually not. It's not as difficult as they make it out to be, but they're really, really bad at predicting human actions. You know, when you put out an incentive program for people to do something, who's going to take advantage of that? And it's very difficult, I guess, for them to predict human actions. But we could have told you this was going to happen, so I guess it's not hard for libertarians. Coming up, we got a little bit more on this story, and then we're going to start Dumb Bleep of the Week. We got a whole bunch of submissions this week from the Fed Haters Club. That's joingml.com, GML for Good Morning Liberty. That's our daily show. But right now, we're calling Liberty at Night.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public
public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that actually that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie. We're getting close to doing Dumbly for the Week here pretty soon. Still in the middle of one specific conversation, but we're almost there.
Could you imagine if the U.S. government had to do earnings calls? Right? Because, you know, you're not perfect on your projections. Sometimes you're projecting a quarter to, you know, sell 100 million, and maybe you only sell like 95.
Mm-hmm.
Or even 80 sometime or whatever.
You in which to... case, millions of people would take away the money that they were giving you.
Exactly. And in some quarters, you project 100 million and you make 150, and then millions of people come in and give you more money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you're like, well, you... But you notice that the even massive corporations are not that far off on their projections, hardly ever, because they're well aware and very intricate in their dealings and what they expect.
And they have to be right, too. There's an incentive and, there. If they're wrong, it's going to be really bad to the tune of billions of dollars of yes. people voluntarily taking their money away from them.
But the government can just project like, oh, you know, if we implement this billionaire tax, we're going to get $44 billion a year. And they fail to think about the fact that billionaires would just move their money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They will take it out of the stock market and they're going to put it in other investments
they'll
around the world.
They'll find a way to get around it. A yes. lot of them will. They'll collect more taxes than they otherwise would have from those specific people, but they might lose it in other ways. Let's talk about universal basic income for a minute. I don't see any problems with this, and neither does Nina Turner. There's a story here from Business Insider saying that Austin experimented with giving people $1,000 a month. They spent the no-strings-attached cash mostly on housing. And in fact, you go into the study and you find that people were spending most of it on housing. They didn't run out and quit their jobs or anything like that. It overall helped the 135 people that were involved in the test program. Nina Turner said,
should people of color get more?
Well, yeah.
UBI, you think?
Well, actually, I mean, it just should be that white people shouldn't get it.
Okay. And
you know, only people of color should get it. She says studies upon studies show just how impactful universal basic income is. We should start to believe the studies and acting upon them. It's not a great sentence right there, but whatever. It's Nita Turner. So that's not really, this doesn't prove that UBI works. This is not what the kids would call COPE or whatever. And, you know, when you come back and try to say that that's not what this means. No, it doesn't prove that UBI works when you give it to 135 people. When you have a city that's got, I have no clue, 500,000 people in it, probably more than that. I don't know what it is. And you give 135 people what is $12,000 a year. You're not going to do enough damage in the economy. You're not putting out enough money into the economy to change the prices of all the goods in the economy. It's 135 people. It's as if they got a better job, you know,
yeah.
And they got a little raise at their job. You know, you're not going to see the prices change that much when it's a small amount of people. And that's what all of these studies that she points to, whether they're in California or Denver or wherever it is that they're doing these things, they're always really, really small groups of people. And they'll say, well, look, they used it to pay for this, and now they had a better life. They were less stressed out, and they were able to pay their rent, or maybe they got a nicer place or whatever.
Now imagine you give that money to everyone.
Yeah.
Well, that's the new zero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was literally about to say that.
If it's $1,000 a month, then now $1,000 equals zero.
That's the new baseline. Everyone has it.
Yes.
It's the same as zero at that point.
Yes.
And anything that people make over $1,000, well, it's the first $1,000 is zero. Anything above that is your actual buying power that you have out there in the economy.
Exactly.
Because everyone has $1,000. And so it's the entire economy works out to where
the price of living will now raise by $1,000.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Plus tax.
Yeah. Yes.
So no, that's not what this proves. It proves that people can do good work in helping people in small doses in areas, and it probably won't affect the economy that much. Now, if you did the whole thing in one neighborhood and everyone in this neighborhood had $1,000 more, well, then probably stuff around that neighborhood, you know, your gas stations or your dollar store, or your grocery store, you could see some changes if it's all in one concentrated area that people are living in. But no, 135 people out of a town of however many hundreds of thousands is not going to change the economy. When you try and do it over the entire country, that's when the bad stuff happens. And yeah, it's exactly right. 1,000 becomes zero.
But also, as you know, you've mentioned on the show several times, we have like 50 separate countries.
We do.
In America. Let's give the people what they want. You know, give Nina what she wants. Let's find a state and run an experiment on the whole state. And see if that state does not become more expensive to live in than any other state.
I totally agree with you, and I agree with the spirit of the matter, but I can't technically get behind that because 51% of the people in Tennessee vote that they want to do this, it doesn't mean that I would want to condemn the other 49% to deal with that. So it's still wrong.
Well, it is.
No matter where they do it.
It is.
If you're going to be stealing money from people and giving it to other people, it's still wrong.
It would be a way for us to prove it.
Yeah.
And the people who live in that state can move out if they want to, so that they don't have to deal with that.
It is much better to do it on a state level instead of national. It's even better to do it on a city level. A whole city if they want to do that.
Free college, free health care, universal basic income, all reparations. Let's try it.
Try it out.
Try it in a state.
Mm-hmm. It's not going
to
work.
Raise the taxes to 100% in that state. Like, we could literally try it out.
Mm-hmm.
The live group is saying that we do have that. It's called California.
Yeah, that's true.
Except, remember, they couldn't get the universal health care passed. Commie California couldn't even get it passed because they, what did they figure out? Oh, it would be too expensive, and we don't have enough money for that.
In unrelated news to economics, of course, just bad news for people at UPS. You know, they have really good news. Or in the middle of last year, we saw the memes going around about UPS drivers getting paid $170,000 a year. Remember that? The big win for the unions?
Yeah.
Well, they're laying off 12,000 workers because of pay raises and falling revenue at the company. completely unrelated to the big union contract and to people making a ton of money there.
Yep.
You know, there's no way it's related to it at all.
I bet you could go back to our episode where we talk about how one of the answers to this is they're probably going to have to let go of some people.
Now, what they can't do because of the union rules in the Department of Labor, they can do it. It would just be really costly for them to do so, is that they're not firing the union employees because that would be way too difficult. They probably end up with lawsuits on their hands and things like that, or even more strikes. Like, they can't retaliate against the union employees, so says the Department of Labor. So instead, they're firing 12,000 other people who aren't represented by the union. So the people that are in the union, they're still fine.
You pay your dues for a reason, man.
Yeah. Pay those dues, and you can screw your other coworkers out of a job.
Yeah.
Now, if the entire place was unionized, then they would have to get rid of some of them. But I don't know. If you want to read some of this, we can.
All right. UPS plans to slash about 2% of its 500,000-person workforce. Most of the 12,000 job cuts will be full and part-time management positions and contract roles, UPS executives said. No employees represented by the union have been affected. The cuts are part of the delivery giant's efforts to change how it works, which include using AI and other technologies to make operations more efficient, said CEO Carl Tomei. Notably, the types of jobs the company has decided to trim suggest how hard it is to automate the labor-intensive work of being a delivery driver. UPS also reported that revenue plunged 9.3% last year. The company posted an adjusted operating profit of $9.9 billion, down 28.7% from 2022 when they price gouged everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Why won't they just price gouge everyone now?
Remember when?
That's what I would do if I were them. I would institute price gouging.
Well, in 2022, they were part of the conspiracy for profit to be over half of the reason why inflation was so high. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was partly them.
And then in 2023, they were like, oh, we can't participate in this conspiracy anymore.
Well, they're not greedy. They've probably fired the greedy people. That was the first step right here, is they got rid of the greedy people.
That's right.
Afterwards, and that's why their profit went down by 28.7%,
yep.
Of course. And the problem with unions, one of the thousand problems with unions, is that you can't account for this kind of stuff. You know, their operating profit goes down by almost 30%. Well, now you can't go in there and just fire a whole bunch of the union employees that are making a ton of money. They're going to make it too hard for you to do that. What was that trucking company that went bankrupt? Was it Yellow? Is that what it was? Is that the ones that, you know, they got Yellow, only it's an orange
it's
on the
orange
side of the truck.
It says Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went bankrupt. And one of the reasons that they pinpointed.
Because their painter was colorblind.
That was one of the big problems. No one could understand.
Yeah.
They're going to do orange, but nothing rhymes with that. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So one of the things they pinpointed was that the union had made it impossible for them to restructure their company. And they could not get rid of the people or decrease their hours that they needed to get rid of to try and get back in the green with their money. And so they ended up having to file bankruptcy.
God. And it's better. It's better that these people lose their jobs.
Mm-hmm. They can go work at UPS.
Yeah,
these drivers over there. So let's just. Here's the deal. Economics is the most important thing. Okay, that's why we try to talk about it as much as possible on this podcast. People lose jobs. They lose livelihoods. The government consistently screws up economics, and I hate unions about as much as I do governments, because I consider them to be governments. You know. They're backed up by the gun of the government anyway, so they might as well be their own governments.
And it's not because we don't want workers to have rights,
mm-hmm.
right? Or it's not because we don't want people to have good working conditions or whatever. It's important that the employee and employer relationship is good for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
But employees and employers should be able to come together to make those agreements.
The best way to make that happen.
It works based off competition. And labor being able to move, and it gives the employer the incentive to treat their employee well so that they don't leave and go to the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it would all work in a free market, without all of these other things that aren't part of the free market at play, which then get blamed on the free market.
It's dumb bleep of the week. That's right. That is the day of the week. Every single Friday of the week when we want to, where we go live to the Fed Haters Club. We hang out with them. We go through some of the submissions for the dumbest thing of the week. I think every single submission except for one came from the live group this week. So
how about that?
If the show sucks, you blame them. You blame the Fat Haters Club. It's not me. We didn't put this together. We're going to be presenting other people's submissions for Dumb Leap of the Week to you guys.
I would say these folks scoured the webs for the dumbest things, but you don't have to actually scour the web.
No, they're dumb for sure. I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of dumb stuff on here.
It just appears.
Yes.
Well, it's in your feed every day. Mm-hmm. The dumbest things.
Pretty much. I could open up Twitter right now, and we'll probably find a Dumb Leap submission.
And then you're like, these people vote.
Yeah.
And should they vote?
No.
Well, how do you know? You bigot? You know?
Yeah.
Did you see what color they were before you said that?
I assumed. we could have just gone with this one from Bernie Sanders. He just said something. He just said something real dumb that could have made Dumb Leap of the Week. Although
is this number
it's not,
one?
This is not 25. One. I'm just showing you an example of how easy it would be to find a dumb leap at any minute. Bernie Sanders just said, if a CEO offers a member of Congress $5 to vote for a bill, it's considered bribe and a crime. If a CEO starts a super PAC and raises tens of millions for that member, it's perfectly legal. Why is this allowed? Well, I responded back with, if a politician offers you $5 to vote for them, it's a crime. But if a politician promises to take $5 from your neighbor and give it to you and calls it a welfare payment, that's perfectly legal. See, just zero self-awareness there from Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's just how easy it is to find potential things that could be on Dumb Leap of the Week.
But you don't have to, because you just come here.
Yeah, that's how you find it. But that wasn't one of them.
No, that was
an example.
It's a warm up.
Yeah, like if we were to
we
try
were
and
just
find one.
Stretching.
Mm-hmm. That's just it's kind of getting our legs under us right now for doing this early show at the moment. Well, let's actually look at number one. It has to do with the border down in Tejas. They've been talking about this border reform bill that they could get passed through Congress, I guess, if the Republicans wanted to compromise, as you know, all the stuff going on with the border. Down there in Tejas, it's getting messy. Maybe we'll have a civil war. Maybe we won't. Mike Johnson, that's the Speaker of the House. He's a real person, apparently, from what I'm told. Yep. Wasn't real sure to start with. He said any border shutdown authority that allows even one illegal crossing is a non-starter. Thousands each day is outrageous. The number must be zero. So just so you know, their compromise bill is a bill that essentially allows what's happening right now to keep happening up to... This is the word on the street, up to like 5,000 people a day coming across the border illegally. And if it goes over that, then they'll do something. But like 5,000 or lower, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Mike Johnson's saying, well, that's not.
It's like allowing just a few pieces of mouse turds in your food.
Just a few. Yeah. Okay. Well, we actually do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. that's what the government takes a stance on.
It's more like, well, let's look at Brian Krasner.
To protect you.
It's a little bit more like allowing just a few murders, but if it goes over, 100, we're going to start saying the murder is illegal.
Right.
That's a little bit more like it, but Brian Krasenstein doesn't see it that way. What's he say, Charlie?
He says, imagine if Mike Johnson applied this irrational and irresponsible line of thinking to all of our laws. Let's only enact laws to stop murder if we can stop 100% of murders. Let's only enact laws to stop mass shootings if we can stop 100% of mass shootings.
Those are the same laws.
Let's only enact laws to stop sexual assault if we can stop 100% of sexual assault. Let's only enact laws to stop fentanyl if we can stop 100% of all fentanyl. Start legislating and stop politicizing everything.
So those are all really bad examples. I think you completely missed the point here. His example is let's only enact laws to stop murder if we can stop 100% of the murders. That's not what this is saying. What this is saying is that you're going to allow 5,000 murders and you're only going to care after there's 5,000.
Right.
That's would be an actual analogy comparing to what this law is. If you're talking about people breaking a law and allowing them to do that. So you're not saying, well, if we can't stop all the murders, it's not going to be illegal. You're saying someone proposed a law that said, let's allow 5,000 murders and then we're not going to do anything unless it's over that. That's what you're actually saying. So that's dumb.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, also, by the way, if they make crossing illegal again,
that's not as good of a tagline. We'll have to, what's the acronym for that?
If they do that, they're still going to be illegal crossings.
They are.
Just like murder is illegal, but they're still murders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you seen Dateline?
I've seen seen all of them, all 32 seasons of it.
There's plenty of murders that quite still happen. It's been illegal for a long time.
Speaking of, Joe Biden says he just can't do anything about the border. And we're going to put in our disclaimer. We're going to leave out the fact that we're libertarians and have nuanced views about immigration and the border. Okay. But it is kind of dumb to see Biden up here saying that he just doesn't have the power to do anything about this. And he needs a brand new law that gives him a bunch of powers to enforce actual laws that are on the books right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's saying.
That's not all I can do. Just give me the power. The very day I got it off. Give me the borders control. Give me the people. Give me the people to judge. Give me the people who can stop this and make it worse. Right.
They always do interviews out by like a jet that's about to take off or a helicopter or something that's super loud, you know, that way you can't hear how old he is.
Give me the power. Give me the power. Give me the border patrol. Sir, the border patrol is under your command.
It sounds perfectly normal the way he's speaking because there's something really loud in the background. Yeah. I guarantee you that's strategic on their part. A lot of these interviews. No, the thing is, Mike Johnson actually put out a pretty good synopsis. Biden has taken 64 different executive actions to either remove things that Trump did or to take away some of the powers that people had to stop illegal immigration. Once again, I'm not really making an argument for or against immigration or illegal immigration. The dumb part about this is Biden all of a sudden pretending that for him to take any actions, it would take an act of Congress. He doesn't pay attention to that when it comes to bombing other countries.
Hmm.
Doesn't pay attention to that when it comes to student loan relief. Doesn't pay attention to that when it comes to mandating vaccines for people. He doesn't care about that. But in this case, he's able to put it all on Congress and say, well, I just can't do anything. They just won't give me the power to undo the things that I've already done since I got here. You know?
They just can't do it.
Politicians, man, they're all liars. I tell you what.
Hmm.
All but a few. There's a select few that maybe aren't liars.
Number two.
This is from last week, but we missed it. Mm. I missed it because you weren't here, and so I wanted to make sure we got it in here.
Okay. Erection selection Chucky Schumer calls for federal action.
It's his given name.
On Zyn nicotine pouches. Those darn pouches.
Mm-hmm.
Are just, you know, you ban them for kids, and they just switch to putting things in their mouth like kids do. You know?
They're always putting stuff in their mouth.
Always putting stuff in their mouth.
Let's listen to what he had to say about these Zyn pouches. Here's a CBS News report.
To crack down on a product called Zyn. He says the nicotine pouches pose a danger to teens as they use them as an alternative to e-cigarettes.
Pouch packed with problems. High levels of nicotine. So today I'm delivering a warning to parents because these nicotine pouches seem to lock their sights on young kids, teenagers, and even lower, and then use the social.
Now hold on, the nicotine pouches, they lock their sights on young kids.
The pouches.
They're pretty smart, but there's still a lot of tech. They're not just packed with problems, they're packed with brilliant technology.
And the fact inside that they can them. See through the case that they're in. Even,
I know.
You know?
It's omnipresent nicotine pouches that we're dealing
shelf,
with right here.
Just watching kids go by the gas station.
Malevolent little pouches.
Locking eyes on them.
Let me see what if he's anything else.
Hook them.
Senator Schumer.
Okay, that's enough. So he's taking it upon, it's time for them to warn parents about this.
You're telling me you banned e-cigarettes and then now they're doing pouches.
Well, the problem is they're using these pouches as an alternative to vaping because you can get away with it a little bit easier. But the thing is they're doing vaping as an alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are also way more dangerous. The thing is kids are going to do nicotine. It's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
People do nicotine.
Yeah.
Probably about the most addictive drug there is out there. And does this make it easier? Of course it does.
I'd say caffeine is over nicotine, but
maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
People can't seem to get away from caffeine.
Yeah.
I hear people are drinking caffeine.
Which one
days.
Would you rather not have for the next week? You got 7 days. You can either go without nicotine or without caffeine.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't want to go without caffeine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
I can handle the nicotine. Yeah.
I bet you can. I bet you can. The other thing is, we keep seeing these things that just take responsibility off of parents. We talked about the social media hearing yesterday where that's going to be on the government to get in there and control these social media companies.
Mark Zuckerberg has blood on his hands.
He's got blood. Lindsey Graham told him that he has blood on him. That could have been a dumb bleep right there. So that's a little bit ridiculous. And we keep just taking responsibility off
of
parents.
I know you don't mean to, but you got blood on your hands.
That was pretty good. I like that. That was a good Lindsey Graham right there.
Yeah.
I happen to believe, as someone who doesn't have kids, and so it's easy for me to say, that it should be the responsibility of parents to make sure that their kids aren't doing stuff. If you want to buy, you can buy little nicotine test strips off of Amazon if you want to and test your kids. And if you see that they're positive for nicotine, well, take their phone away or beat them with a stick. You know, either one of those
things. Make them pick a switch.
Yeah.
You know, remember those?
Whichever
one. You can't do that anymore.
I think that's where we went wrong.
In fact, we should ban switches.
I think you could draw a clear line from when it became wrong to hit your kid. And the downfall of our society.
Yeah.
I think they both started at the same time.
I heard that from a comedian the other night.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, did he say that?
He said, keep warm, stay safe, and beat your kids. Yeah.
I'm partly joking. I promise you, I'm partly joking. Okay. Let's see. There was a little bit of words on that, but I don't think we need it.
It's what's going to happen. I mean, there's always going to be a black market. People are going to find a way to do what they want to do. It doesn't matter what you're going to ban smoking and vaping and alcohol, whatever. People are going to turn to pouches. Next will be the patch, you know,
the toothpicks,
you know, and they're going to get the injectable, you know, that slowly releases nicotine over time.
They'll be shooting nicotine.
You only have to get, you know, one every 6 months. Just get that little bead in your arm.
Okay,
that's it.
That's dumb bleep number two, Chucky Erection Schumer. The next one here, I already put it in there. We're only through two dumb bleeps right now, so we got at least like eight or nine more coming right up. You want to be ready? We're going to see who the live group, the Fed Haters Club, is going to vote for to be the dumbest thing this week on Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only four missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.